doctor. In my spare time, though, I am honored to serve as the social worker on staff for Wilson Medical Center and their rural health clinics. And so I started writing for them, the Mental Health Minute, about 18 months ago, I guess closer to 2 years now. Right. And I do this to bring attention to mental health. And so when we get something like an awareness month, like Thyroid Awareness Month, to me, that seems like a good time to really think about how our physical health and how our mental health exist, because they really exist together.
Absolutely, they do. I mean, especially with like thyroid, it you know, whatever, if you have hypo or hyper, that can affect your mental mood, because it affects you physically, but it also affects you mentally, though.
Absolutely, Kyle. You know, one of the very first things for we therapists, social workers who have been trained, oh, let's say in the last 15 years or so, one of the first questions they tell you to ask your client. So the client's coming in and they have maybe depression or anxiety that really is worse or it hasn't existed before. They tell us to ask, when was the last time you saw your doctor? And so that is really one of the first questions I ask when I'm assessing a patient. And often I get some really funny looks from my patients, you know, because it's like, this is the mental health center. Why do I have to answer this question? Well, because we have to make sure that we are treating the right thing. So if that symptom, like, and thyroid is a prime example. So, you know, thyroid is all about hormones. Hormones play a big, big factor in our mental health. But if it's something like, say, low thyroid, that can cause depression. Now, I'm not saying that maybe a person didn't have a mental health issue before, but if it's worse, and you're not treating the underlying problem, that mental health issue is not going to get better. It doesn't matter what we throw at it. It's not going to get better without that. Diabetes is another big one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So again, like I said, hyperthyroidism can cause several different things like unusual nervousness, restless anxiety. But on the other end, hypo could cause mild severe fatigue and, like you said, depression as well. And if those don't get addressed, it's going to end up being a problem.
Absolutely. You know, and when you look at it, I like to think about it as, you know, fast anxiety, slow depression. Mm-hmm. You know, diabetes, it looks much the same way. So when a person has high blood sugar, for example, they're more apt to be depressed. And when they're more apt to, when they have that depression, you know, and I like to think about it, you know, it's kind of like your blood is like Cairo syrup going through there. And yeah, when it's having a hard time getting through your body, you are depressed. Your movements are slowed down. You know, I've learned this in my own life, you know, just how physical health and mental health are connected. A couple summers ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And one of the ways that I knew I was having a problem was because I was just depressed. I was anxious, and that is not me. Fortunately, I was able to, I have a great relationship with my doctor, Sarah Baker, at the Neota Shea Family Medicine, and she was able to get me on the right track.
And if we're having a problem, how would we know that we're dealing with a physical or mental health issue? What's the best way to do that? I'm guessing, obviously, to see your doctor.
Usually the best place to start is with your primary care physician. And especially if it's an issue you haven't had before, you cannot replace a good relationship with your doctor. So urgent care may not give you exactly what you need as that relationship does. So many times when you think about biological mental illness, that begins earlier in life. So usually mid-20s, earlier for other things. And then your severity varies over time with things like hormones, all of that. You know, outside of a substance use disorder, though, it's very unusual to see a person develop like a psychotic disorder after about the early 30s. Usually it's onset before that. So what your physician is going to do is they're going to complete a full physical, and then they're going to do some blood work. And if all of the physical health is ruled out, they're probably going to refer you to see a mental health person. So you may, I hope you'll come out to Four County and see us. I mean, there are also a lot of great private practitioners in the area as well.
Absolutely. So what happens if we don't treat the real problem?
Well, you know, if we treat depression as depression, and the problem is really diabetes, that depression isn't going to get better. And you're going to develop a whole host of other complications that come with untreated diabetes. Same goes for thyroid disorder. You know, it doesn't matter how much therapy and mental health medication we throw at that anxiety, we're not going to see an improvement in it. You know, you're not going to see that improvement in overall in the way that you feel.
Absolutely. And like, you know, I could definitely tell when I was a kid, I'd be not depressed, but I was down quite a bit with that thyroidism. And I remember my doctor saying, you know, we'll give you this physical medication and let us know. And it actually did start making me feel a little bit better because it was finally balancing that out instead of having that hypo. So if the physical health problems are ruled out, what happens next?
So mental health treatment, a lot of people want a pill to make it better. And I get that. We're all about instant gratification in our society. However, mental health treatment works a little differently. So your PCP is probably, they have referred you to a mental health professional. Most of the time in your mental health diagnoses, it takes a combination of medication and talk therapy to get that illness better. When we think about talk therapy, so people say, oh, that's when I go in and talk about my problems, you know, whatever's bothering me, and then I leave. That's part of it, but really it's more about helping you with that overall thought process, because the way we think is a big factor in our mental health. Changing the way you think is one of the hardest things you'll ever do, but it's also the most rewarding. And medicine is not going to fix the way that you think. You know, we therapists, I think we're pretty cool people, actually. we give you a lot of tools to help you to work on the way you think. And when we're looking at kids especially, using medication is really a last resort, you know, because there are a lot of hormones and things that are changing and growing, and we just don't want that kiddo to have to be on a medication for the rest of their life if we can prevent that.
And for a lot of reasons, mental health and physical health, they go hand in hand. So if one's not getting treated and the other is, it's going to be hard to kind of balance that out, is it not?
Very much so. You know, and again, mental health symptoms, they vary over time. When you see, you know, like the teenage years are probably the most difficult time to get it regulated. But then it goes kind of with situations in your life. And, you know, sometimes I always like to think about medicine as a tool in your toolbox. You know, it's a tool to help us, like with anxiety, it's a tool to help us scrape you off the ceiling so we can help you. Or if you're depressed, it's a tool that we can get you up off the floor so we can help you. Mental health treatment is really about all the pieces.
Yeah. So again, mental health and physical health definitely go hand in hand. So again, we are talking about thyroid. I mean, obviously, we'll talk about a lot of things, but this is a thyroid awareness month for the Wilson Medical Center. So again, lots of great information about that. So Kelly, if anybody does have questions, though. Maybe about this or any other kind of subject, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, so you can get a hold of me for Wilson Medical through it, asking any of our health clinics or calling the main number, and then they will send me an email with how to get in touch. I'm also with Four County Mental Health, and we have a whole collection of people out there who can help. The number for the hospital to get connected with those services is 620-325-2611 or toll-free 888-286-6798. And if Four County is the assistance that you need, we have a lot of really, we have same-day service programs now that can get you seen on the same day. And to get us there, it is 1-800-499-1748.
Absolutely. So, Kelly, we appreciate you coming in. I'm coming back to Janice here for a second. Janice, you did have an update about your about COVID-19 testing, making a little bit of a change starting today, actually.
Yes, that's correct, Kyle. Due to the COVID testing shortage supplies, Wilson Medical Center is going to be suspending their curbside COVID testing temporarily until we can get supplies back in, but that will start at noon today. So keep checking our Facebook posts so that you will check with us that so you'll know when you can come back to for testing. We're hoping to have supplies in on Monday, but you'll just kind of have to check with us and check on our Facebook post if we are able to actually start that testing back up. Unfortunately, lots of hospitals in the area besides Wilson Medical Center are experiencing that shortage. So you may be wanting to check wherever you are looking at getting your trying to get your test. If you are, you know, feel like you're ill, I would encourage you to stay home and check with your PCP if you need or your primary care provider, and make sure that you know you're doing what you need to be doing to take care of yourself. And if you are feeling like you have those symptoms and have a possibility of thinking you may have COVID, if you are not able to get tested somewhere. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but we hope to be, we're diligently looking for supply and hope to be up and running first part of next week. And I want to thank Kelly for coming in today and talking about thyroid disease, and also that kind of tying in that the physical and mental part go hand in hand, and that I encourage you to go get your yearly checkup and get your physicals with your primary care provider. And if you don't happen to have a primary care provider, we do have three rural health clinics that have many providers in that would be glad to see you. And you can Cherryvale, is Cherryvale Family Medicine, and you can reach them at 620-336-2131. And Independence, it's Independence Family Medicine. You can see Jonathan and Marty, and that number is 620-331-2400. And then in Neodache, you can call Neodache Family Medicine, and that number is 620-325-2400. 2622, and they will be glad to test with you. And also our rural health clinics, because of, you know, we've started seeing depression and anxiety over the COVID, that there's been an increase. Kelly can probably attest to that, of an increase of needing just to be maybe talk about depression and anxiety, and talking about, you were saying, the talk. But we also have implemented a telehealth mental health program that's available in our rural health clinics to just kind of help Fort County with that overload. And it's so anyway, that's one of the things that is, if you know, if needed, you might talk to your one of our providers and let them know if that's, they may talk and decide if that's something needed or if they need to refer them to Fort County.
Yeah, and I know for a fact, with me being put in isolation, that is absolutely just energy draining when you're by yourself, right? For me, it was 10 days because I'd already been vaccinated. I was about to get I was about to get my booster that week when I got tested positive, which I just find it ironic. But I was supposed to get a booster. But it is absolutely just, it's horrible to be by yourself for, you know, 10 days. I mean, you can talk to people, but a lot of times it's just having somebody, you know, in the house with you to be able to, you know, even just hang out with, you know, and you can't do that when you're in isolation.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and the mental health impact of COVID is much farther reaching. I mean, that's a whole different segment for sure.
Absolutely. Yes. So, all right. Well, guys, I really do appreciate you coming in today. It's always good to see you every month, Janice, and we'll see you again next month. And Kelly, thank you again so much for coming on today. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, Coffeyville's Reawakening scheduled to come in today. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning here in Southeast Kansas.